Or wash that deep clean. Sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Octadol.
Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Octadol's own Ma Burton. You know, despite all the claims and counterclaims you hear today, your own freshly laundered clothes still speak louder than anything else about the wash day product you use. And when you use deep cleaning Octadol, what your clothes tell you will give you a pleasant surprise. You see, deep cleaning means Octadol reaches deep down into the fibers of your clothes and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. The women saw an amazing demonstration of this fact. And among these women was Mrs. Paul Zurich of Elmwood, Ohio. Listen to what Mrs. Zurich said.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading suds, the way you told me. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Octadol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Octadol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Zurich. And ladies, here's a suggestion. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Octadol and demonstrate for yourself how much dirt Octadol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Octadol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Octadol. Yep, Octadol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean. Sparkling clean with deep cleaning Octadol.
Octadol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Octadol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, there's no limit to the cousin's cleverness. Ma made it clear that the cousins must return the money they've taken from Willie and Evie. But then Cousin Sylvester went to work on Evie again, and yesterday we heard how Evie insists on putting a mortgage on the house rather than give up that no-good mining stock Sylvester's owed. At a shuffle, this is just one more proof of Sylvester's wicked cleverness. Ma and Faye just can't believe that their own cousins are so wicked. What's going to happen? Well, I've seen this thing. Ma's parlor about 7:30 that night.
Listen. Really? You say Evie don't want to sell the stuff? She'd rather take out a mortgage again on the house?
Yeah, that's it, Ma. Can you imagine? I was explaining to her how we need the money. We gotta live until I can find a job. And she just practically took my head off. She hollered, "We can't insult Sylvester. We simply
that
can't."
That part of it ain't important. What's important is what you said when you walked in here, Willie. Now, you just say it again. How Sylvester got hold of Evie. That's the important part.
No, Chuckle. The important part is that I'm out of a job. Me and Evie need cash. We got the bad habit of we like to eat 3 times a day, you know.
Don't you see this is the cousins again? All of us will be just going from one bad thing to another until we get the main thing fixed up. It's the cousins. There's thieves against us.
Just a minute, Chester. Not so fast, dear. Let's begin at the beginning.
Oh, what's going on? All of a sudden, I heard voices. Hi,
Chester.
Hi,
Willie.
Hi,
Faye. Didn't hear you come in.
Well, you was in the kitchen when I got here. And say, let's tell Faye how matters stand, and let's get her opinion. How much do you know about this, about the events of the day?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's sit down, dear. Willie, dear, you tell
me. Well, let's begin at the beginning. Say, you know how Willie here, plus his good wife, Evie, they took their life savings out of the bank, and instead of lighting cigars with their money like ordinary darn fools, they just went and handed the money to dear old cousin Sylvester.
Yes, I know about it, but they didn't give the money to Sylvester, just to Sylvester, Sheffield.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Say. You make it sound like Sylvester kept the money, Sheffield. He didn't. Sylvester just handed the deal for us. The money went to this mining company out west. This big shot friend of Sylvester's, Mr. Myers. You saw my stock certificate, Chuckle, signed by that fellow himself, M. Myers.
Okay, good old cousin Sylvester was just helping you out of the goodness of his heart. He didn't keep one dime of your money with. Of course, it might be asked how come Sylvester buys a brand new fancy car 1 minute after all that money changes hands, but maybe Santa Claus made a special trip and drove him the car. But anyhow, the important point is that Willie and Ma went to Sylvester just this morning. You know about that part of it, Faith. Ma and Willie went to Sylvester. Ma asked Sylvester, how come he told so many lies about the money?
I know about that, too. Sylvester said he was only following his friend's instructions. His man, Myers, said to keep it a secret. You don't have any proof that Sylvester told lies on purpose, Chester? And why would he stand to profit by telling lies? Maybe we've been doing Sylvester great injustice, lying off the handle and accusing him of doing all kinds of things.
Shuffle, from the way you talk, you make it sound like there's some kind of hocus-pocus going on around here. With Sylvester at the bottom of it. Maybe me and Eddie wasn't too far-sighted, taking our only ready cash and buying mining stock with it. I realize it makes me look kind of like I don't know my own mind. First I buy it, and then I want to sell it again. But then on the other hand, the deal looked real good. Those profits look real good. You saw the stock certificate, Shuffle. How could they do monkey business?
What's driving me crazy is how for everything I say, there's some kind of an answer. And these answers all protect the cousin. The simple fact is that you're out of the money, Willie Fitz. And Sylvester did tell lies. And Sylvester did get a new car. And now this morning, when you and Ma go to Sylvester and you say you want your money back, what does Sylvester do? He gets a hold of Eddie, and he gives her such a fallen dance that now Eddie comes up with the craziest notion in all the history of the world. Putting a mortgage on the house instead of getting the money back from Sylvester P. Hammaker and friends.
What? What's that? Eddie wants to put a mortgage on the house?
Oh, it's awesome, stuff. Yes, that's what Willie just told us here. You see, Willie still ain't found a job, and, well, Willie says that he needs money to live on. Of course, Willie will find a job. He'll find one any day now, probably tomorrow, but in the meantime, Willie does need cash. Only Eddie seems to think that that mining stock is too good an investment. He'd rather borrow money on the house rather than sell that stock back again.
Too good an investment. They ain't seen 1 cent in profit. The only thing anybody's ever seen since the beginning of that deal is Sylvester's fancy new car.
Shuffle, you keep mentioning Sylvester's new car. You really believe Sylvester took our money, mine and Evie's, and bought the stock with it? And this Mr. Myers bought him a new car for his commission or something?
Oh, no, maybe not exactly that way. Oh, what's the use? Every time it looks like we got the cousins pinned down, they wiggle out of it. And they're wiggling out of it again. Ma, I turn to you. You're my last hope, Ma. For months now, I've been telling myself how when the time's right, Ma'll come down on the cousin like a ton of bricks. But won't the time ever be right, Ma? You're going to let Eddie mortgage the house so as to support the cousins with new automobiles?
Shuffle, you stop saying that.
Oh, Shuffle, to you, it's so black and white. And to me, it's so mixed up with...
I know what it's mixed up with, Ma. You're saying it's mixed up with your love for the family, your great, big, wonderful, generous love for the memory of Pa and Pa's family. How even a sparrow don't fall from the nest without Ma Perkins wants to do something about it to help. I agree, Ma. It ain't easy to believe this stuff about your own cousins. But let me put this one question to you. You going to let Eddie get away with this new foolishness, mortgage in the house? Or are you going to make the cousins give Willie back his money?
Mm-hmm. As far as that's concerned, Shuffle's right, Ma. You just got the house paid for, Willie. You don't want to put another mortgage on it.
Yeah, that's the way I figure it too, Fay. But, gee, I got to live in that house. I mean, I got to live there with Eddie and... Oh, boy, it ain't living when Eddie's on the warpath.
Oh, Willie. I've been listening while you were speaking your mind, Chester. And I guess there ain't no two ways about it. From the standpoint of safe and sound, of course it ain't right to mortgage a house. To keep an investment in some kind of a mine.
Adams, Ma. They get Adams out of that mine. Good ones. Atom energy, atom bombs, that stuff. Very important.
Mm. Adams. Excuse me for interrupting, Ma. You were saying?
Yes, somebody ought to talk to Evie. Evie's so mad at me for one reason or another, I don't figure she'd listen if I went to talk to her. Somehow I don't think she'd listen to you neither, Cecil.
Me? Carnation. Whatever Evie feels about you, she feels about me in space.
I'd talk to her, Ma, but she wouldn't listen to me either.
And, of course, I'm only her husband, so it stands to reason that she never listened to me.
Say, I got an idea for you, Willie, son. I got me a little dog. You remember my little dog?
Yeah.
That's what you should have, Willie said. When the whole human race closes down on a fella, he should have a little dog. No back talk. A dog always does like the fella tells him. And besides, he don't eat as much as a wife. But we're getting away from the subject.
Yes. To who would Abby listen?
To who? The only one Abby listens to these days is Sylvester. Sylvester this, Sylvester that. Why don't I dress like Sylvester? Why don't I talk like Sylvester? Sylvester can do no wrong.
Yes, Billy, that's just what I was going to say. Sylvester. Maybe we all should have another little talk with Sylvester. Explain matters to him. Why Evie and Willie should not mortgage their house.
Well, you know, Ma, matter of fact, Sylvester said he'd drop by this evening. Do you want me to talk to him, Ma?
Hey, that might be a very good idea. Get Faye to tell Sylvester how I need my money back.
Yes. Yes, you might speak to Sylvester, Faye. Do you want to, dear?
Sure, let Faye try. But you mark my words, folks, it ain't gonna work. Get your money back, Willie? Not a chance in the world. You mark my words. The cousins are out for blood. Oh, won't nobody listen to me?